Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talk some football here, BT. You know, 0-2, obviously, for each of these teams, and it's the same old story, unfortunately. But winnable game, at least for the Jets coming up against the Bucs. We get more into them later. I want to focus on the Giants here because there's been some talk, or I don't know if it's just online rumors or what, but a feel that, who was I talking to yesterday that it made it seem like it was a realistic possibility? I forget who, but just, you know, fans' perspective, whatever, that Dable could actually be in trouble in season. I, myself, don't see that. I'm not saying he's guaranteed to keep his job here. I can't see the Giants firing Brian Dable or making a change in season, even if they lose to the Chiefs and the Chargers and go 0-4. Like I think we're weeks, if not, you know, the year away from, because the next phase would be, okay, Giants lose. Okay, now enter Jackson Dart. Then there's that evaluation phase that I would think take us through the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Then you could evaluate after the season.
Yeah, I hear you, but I mean, it's like if they would have lost to Dallas 40-10, right, and didn't look good offensively and scuffled against the Chiefs offensively as well. Well, that's where Jackson Dart could change the narrative a little bit from an offensive perspective, get the Giants in the get them in the end zone a little bit, but the offense really did look good. So while we all want to see Jackson Dart play, is he going to really elevate the offense more than we saw this past weekend? And if the answer is no, and it's probably no, just because Russell Wilson had one of the best games he's ever had, and they continue to lose, what does that really change? You know, there comes a point where the message either is received or not. And the bottom line is he's 18-34-1 as right. The head coach of the New York Giants. And that is a 34-35% winning percentage. It's not good enough. Obviously, it's all based on the first year success where you got some equity and Jones and Saquon and this and that, the poor roster and everything that he inherited. We understand that. And I'm kind of with you. I don't think that they would fire him during the season. But yeah. Sal, I mean, what if they're like 1-9 and it's just awful?
I think the only way he would get fired, first of all, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen with the Maras, with the Tish, this ownership group. It's not happening. They're going to fire a head coach in season. The only way where it might even be on the table is if they went to Jackson Dart and then they still couldn't win and the offense wasn't very good. And by the way, you mentioned this yesterday. I think it's an excellent point and one that I would say, okay, well, yes, statistically, based off of what Russell Wilson did on Sunday and the deep balls and all that stuff, yeah, well, Jackson Dart's not going to improve on that. No, but what he can do is have a more sustainable offense.
Yeah.
And move the chains more. And, you know, shorten the game a little bit.
Open up the playbook.
What Russell Wilson did, yes, him throwing the deep ball is sustainable because that's something he's done his whole career. And the Giants have some weapons for that. You can't just drop back every time. Like, it wasn't sustainable enough to get them in field goal range in overtime. So that's an issue. Whereas, yeah, in theory, well, how's Dart going to do what Russell Wilson did? He probably can't. He might not ever in his career have a game like that. Doesn't mean he can't have a more successful, consistent, sustainable offense.
Yeah, and he would get there differently. I mean, yeah. we saw a little bit of street ball, which was fun because the Giants never score. So it was nice to throw it up. Let's get in the end zone, score some points. Here we go. Yay. Like, it was actually kind of fun, even though the Giants lost. And I know it was a brutal loss for Giant fans, but it was the entertaining, you know, almost 4 hours of football here. What you could get, hopefully, with Jackson Dart, instead of that, you know, two-minute drive where there's a 60-yarder to neighbors, you might get the 7 or 8 minute drive, which keeps the defense fresher, which obviously allows you to kill off the clock if and when you have a lead down the road. So, yeah, you can get there very differently, and hopefully, hope is, more effectively with somebody like Jackson Dart.
Yeah, I would just be shocked if I'm thinking through the possibilities you're talking about. Like, if they fired him, who's going to take over? Bowen? No, it'd probably be Kafka. Geez. And Kafka was a guy. I'm just saying, dude.
Like, I know. That's the other problem, too. Who's in the building?
Well, but we saw this happen last year with the Jets. You could argue, certainly in hindsight. But at the time, I remember saying, like, now's not the time to fire Saleh. If you were going to do it, you should have done it in the offseason. They fired Saleh.
I just wanted him out, though.
I get it.
I know that this sounds petty. It made us feel good.
Understood. And then you got to watch Olbrich finish out the season.
No, that didn't make us feel good.
Yeah, well, that's my point. So, like, what good is firing Dable? I don't think the Giants are going to operate like that. I think we got to get to the phase of, before that is even on the on the table for conversation, we got to get to the Jackson Dart phase of the program, then see how Dable works with him. BT and Sal on the Fan. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's only like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. This week's game of the week is the Pittsburgh Steelers coming off a walloping at the hands of the Seahawks, taking on the New England Patriots. Let's go back to the phones here, BT, 888-808-1019. We'll do more football later on with Brian Baldinger. Curious to see what he has to say after watching the tape for both these Jets and the Giants. But back to the calls on the baseball. John is calling from the Bronx. What's up, John?
Hello, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to get your take on this thought. Let's say, hypothetically speaking, the Cards fall where they're supposed to fall and both teams make the playoffs, the Yankees and the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you guys have more faith in as a manager to get either team further in the playoffs? Boone has a terrible record in the playoffs. Yes, he got us to the World Series, but I've called before and I'm not a believer in his managing of the game, but that's it. He's got us to where we are. We're still in the hunt. Mendoza's riding the ship and keeping them afloat. Who do you guys have more faith in to get the team further?
Honestly, I don't think either one's going to elevate them to a championship, but I don't think either one is going to be such a detriment where they just completely sabotage things to the point where they just get swept. Or like, you know what I mean? Like,
I do.
It's probably like fairly neutral, and if the stars perform, the managers look good. It's bottom line.
I'm with you. I don't think that there is a difference. I'd love to give you a definitive answer and say, well, I choose this one over the other. I think that they're both, sadly, they're both similar. And too many managers in today's Major League Baseball are the same. I thought Mendy went more with the gut a year ago. I think he is managing tight down the stretch, and I think he is managing by the book, which is something that Boone has done before, and I've criticized him for it. I'm going to criticize Mendoza for the same thing. Like, you can't just say, okay, well, it's a 1-0 game or 2-0 game. The math says we go to Raleigh in the seventh, Rogers in the eighth, Diaz as soon as we can, and that should be that. We're going to win the game. And then when that doesn't happen, you'd be like, oh, I did all I could do. No. No, it's on you to figure it out. Don't get antsy to get to the next guy. Stick through the tough spot. Okay, Rodgers got a couple of guys out in the inning. Don't panic and go to Diaz right now. Let Rodgers get through it. If he doesn't get the job done, he doesn't get the job done. So Mendy's been tight. Boone has been more experienced in the postseason, obviously, but has yet to break through and win a World Series. Last year, the first year getting to a World Series, and even in that, he made some mistakes. I don't think either are perfect, and I think both are too tied to the data to be separate to separate either from each other.
I'm going to defend Mendoza a little bit here. Now, I don't think he's had a good year. I've said that a few times here. But I think Mendoza's job this year has been tougher than Boone's. Number one, he gets no length from the starters. So think about this, Sal. Just the more decisions you have to make, the percentages go up that you're going to make the wrong decision here and there.
Right.
And then I think it's additionally complicated by not really, you know, I the scouting reports. Hey, okay, you saw Rodgers pitch in San Francisco, and you saw these other pitchers pitch here and there. St. Louis, of course. But they're new to you, so you're learning how their heartbeat is, and you're learning how their stuff translates to New York. So not only does he have to figure out three, or including Soto as well, who they got. I think Soto was the first addition got, right?
Yeah.
So there's three or four new arms that Mendoza's had to figure out, and it seems like every night, for the most part, outside of like one or two starts from the kids, and Peterson, I think, went seven or eight recently, somewhat recently, where he's got to piece together four or five innings. And I just think there's more room to make mistakes from Mendoza's perspective, where at least with Boone, you know, Freed has stabilized it, and Rodon's been a bulldog, at least in the regular season, going to give you six, you know, and Schlitter's had a couple of really good outings, and I think there's just less trap doors for Boone.
Yes, if you're talking about as far as the decisions to go to the bullpen arms, yeah, you mentioned, I mean, when you got starters going 3 2/3 or two innings, like, what's he supposed to do? He's got to go to the pen early. However, where I will criticize Mendy, and Boone hasn't really had to deal with this, although he did weather the storm. And you look at Aaron Boone's resume, like, it's not, you can't even compare the two. Boone has managed the Yankees during the playoffs basically every single year, even with injuries. They overcome that. They win 90-plus games every single year. So forget the resume for a second. And Boone did, I guess, this year deal with a down period with the Yankees where they were maybe on the verge of being on the outside of the postseason, but it was not like Mendoza's had here down the stretch where his team just kept losing and losing and losing. And I can see that he and his team were tight, playing not to lose. That, to me, is a problem. So I'm not going to get on Mendy for the certain moves. We've argued about when to use Helsley or when to use this guy. Like, you can always
pinch runs, the pinch hits, yeah, the Mauricio, exactly, the Alonso, okay, stuff. Yeah.
Those are X's and O's things, yep, that I think that both of them are going to have their strengths, both of them are going to have their weaknesses for, whatever. And I think Mendy's gotten worse in year two than he was in year one, because I think he's managing more. I don't know if it's because it's coming from above or he feels like he needs to manage more with the numbers. Whatever it may be, he was better a year ago. My biggest issue with him, though, is if they don't have the proper leader on the team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To wake the guys up, to tell them to stop playing scared, like they had last year with J.D. Martinez, or playing not to lose, Mendy's got to be that guy. So if it's not Lindor, and again, I'm not saying it is, but I know that they're playing not to lose. So nobody's done the job. Well, as last year, J.D. Martinez did it. Jose Iglesias was a big X factor in that clubhouse. It's got to be on the manager to figure out a way to get through to his players, to get them to stop being so bleeping tight. It's infuriating. That's my biggest criticism of Mendy.
Well, I mean, listen, the other thing, too, is, you know, you talk about the trap doors for Mendoza with the bullpen. I'll tell you, now I'm going to say where I think that Boone's got a tougher job than Mendoza. You know, the at least when Mendy gets to the ballpark, he kind of knows who's hitting 1-4, 1-5. Whereas Boone does not know that. You know, based on the all right, is it Grisham? Is it Ben Rice batting second? Is he batting third? Is Stanton playing? Is it a lefty? Is it a righty? Like, the bottom line is that both of these teams have been built imperfectly.
Right.
And both of these managers have been put in pretty tough spots.
Yeah, I guess if I had to take one. Yeah, I mean, it's not ideal. But also, you could say, look at the landscape of baseball and compared to the rest of baseball, both. Yeah, you know, I said this when I was out there at Citi Field a few weeks ago, right to Mendy's face in front of King Cohen. And maybe I shouldn't have said this, but I did.
What?
I said, I was talking to Mendy, but I looked at Cohen and said, you did your job. Now he's got to do his.
Did he laugh?
They did kind of laugh it off. And then I realized walking away, I was like, oh, maybe that wasn't the smartest thing to say, like putting the pressure on Mendy. Hey, but bottom line is they have enough to win, certainly to the extent that, like, better than what they're winning now. Talk about World Series, forget that. But they should be, the Mets should be playing better than they have. And yes, they haven't been great, been dealt perfect hands with Boone with all the injuries or the inconsistencies of the lineup or whatever. Mix and match. I think Boone loves it. I think the Yankees love to mix and match. At least Mendy's been able to pencil in that lineup together. I would trust right now Boone more than I would Mendy going into the postseason if just based on experience alone.
He's been there.
Well, and learning from his mistakes a year ago in the postseason.
He's been there, and we all know the mistake going to Cortez. That drove me absolutely nuts. Yeah, I mean, it really is amazing, and this is one of my greatest pushbacks on both of these teams here. When you have a payroll, 350, 320, 330, whatever it is, top three in baseball, both of them, I am just of the mindset, you know, and Hal has said this, that you shouldn't need a $300 million payroll to win a championship, and he's right. But, you also shouldn't, in the middle of the season, have to hit four or five different levers to try to recreate a team.
Right.
Like, I just don't understand this. And I think it's been more with the Yankees over the last couple of years, whether it's a dearth of lefty bats that they had to go and figure out or, you know, go out and get a third baseman.
Yeah.
It really is just ridiculous if you really think about
this. Well, to me, the biggest issue with the Yankees would be the lack, and we could get there with the Mets eventually, but it's still early on in the process, the lack of developing the young players. I mean, dude, what's gone on with Volpe in year three has been nothing short of a disaster. And this follows up, like, it follows the path that they had with IKF a couple years ago. I know he's not a young player that they were trying to develop, but we were all saying, dude, this guy's not a shortstop. And they were saying, Boone, with a straight face. He's one of the best defensive shortstops in the league. Like, look at the metrics and blah, 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 blah. And then only to go away from that right as we hit the postseason, they move IKF and they have Peraza. I think
they did.
Okay, and now the same thing all year long. Volpe. He's our guy. And now it's Caballero getting six straight starts or whatever, and Volpe basically nowhere to be found. Dominguez, disappointing. You're like, that. There are organizational issues that each of these teams have. Now, I guess they're good problems to have, that when a team like the Yankees could have these issues, they still win 90-plus games and are shoo-in for the postseason every year. They just were in the World Series. All the criticism that they get, they're still having immense success relative to the rest of the sport. It's still just lacking that one World Series win since really 2017, where they exceeded all expectations because of the young players and got to Game 7 of the ALCS.
What do you think they do with Volpe moving forward this year? I don't mean in the offseason. That's a different discussion.
I mean,
let's say now he's deemed healthy, right?
Yeah.
So that's what they said.
Last night.
Yep,
so,
he got in there. He's deemed healthy. They put him in last night, made a nice play. Okay. So Caballero, a little out of whack on the extra shuffle, didn't turn the double play. And I don't know how Goldschmidt doesn't catch that. It's so weird. The Yankees first baseman this year have dropped balls that are so simple. It's ridiculous.
Rice, but you could understand because he's not
a but I can't even understand that. If you're a catcher, you're used to picking balls in the dirt. Catch the baseball.
Fair enough.
Come on.
I'm just saying that at least when I look at Ben Rice with my eyes, I see DH. Goldschmidt's a freaking goal.
I know.
Part of the appeal.
And he hasn't helped the Yankees out at all. It's very, very odd. He started pretty well defensively. He's even taking a step back. But do you think it's a night-to-night thing with Caballero and Volpe here?
Let me ask you it this way before I answer. Let's go right to game one of the postseason.
Yeah.
Because regardless, they're going to be playing game one of the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Caballero is going to be the starting shortstop.
I think you're probably right. I think that's the way it should be.
Me too. However they play it, but it's just when you actually think about.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, dude, now there are 12 games to go. Like, the regular season is essentially over. And Volpe in year three, when we just isolate him outside of the team's results or what they're going to do, like, that has been an unmitigated disaster, any which way you slice it in year three of Volpe. But yes, to me, Caballero is easily their best option at shortstop. Thank goodness they had the at least foresight to go. We didn't know Volpe was banged up with the shoulder. I didn't think the Yankees were going to go out there and get a shortstop at the deadline. They did. To me, that was the move that was like, wow, okay, maybe they're serious about rebuilding this team just in case. And here we are. I think Caballero, regardless of what happens the rest of the 12 games here, he's going to be their shortstop come postseason.
I'm not even sure he's a pure shortstop, though,
Caballero. I know.
But I like the other things he brings to the table. There's grit, there's on base, there's stealing, whatever. He's just got a little different edge here, but he's not exactly Ozzie Smith over there.
But when they got him, he was a guy, a different guy that could play short instead of Opie, where the Yankees were always like, well, what's our alternative? What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, now at least you have an alternative.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.